August 08, Libby Purvis, Yachting Monthly podcast. I suppose the watchword of the season is credit crunch cruising, CCC for short. Unless you're a fisherman or ferry operator, a boat is, after all, a luxury, the ultimate discretionary spend. So how best can hard-pressed seaborne Britain hang on to its little ships? For hang we must, sanity itself depends on it. Some of us just need to be at sea from time to time to calm us down and redirect us to our karmic centre. But mere chartering and crewing will not do, because others, thank goodness, also seem to need something to potter about on over the chilly winter weekends. For them, there is real happiness in improving and cosseting, rubbing down and varnishing and titivating, a bit like the manic TV stylist Gok Wan buffing up a nervous candidate on how to look good naked. So we cruise on through the crunch. Most economies are obvious. Do more of your own maintenance. Lash up bits of minor gear out of bits of webbing and cordage you've already got, rather than going to a chandlery and paying £29.99 and then getting seduced into thinking you have to have special fender clips and amusing novelty hats just because you're bored and gale-bound. Oh, and anchor off. The need for that last dire economy was born in on me at a marina in early summer, where one visitor night for a 36-foot monohull cost just over £35. And we were charged for a full 24 hours, even though we arrived at 2:30 a.m. Why can't they charge by 24-hour period, eh? This means that MDL marina visits have now become as expensive as staying in a middling travelodge, except that in the case of a marina, the hotel management is effectively saying, bring your own bed and breakfast, oh, and your own roof and floor and walls, and it's a 200-metre walk to the bog, okay? So pump up the dinghy and anchor out, or stay at sea. And if you must go ashore with teenage daughters or fed-up wives, do not go anywhere with hot designer shops and lovely little restaurants close to the harbour. Think Loch Eribol or Grimsby. But for those approaching cruising for the first time or compelled to change boat and downshift, probably the most avoidable luxury cost is space. Every extra foot of boat costs, in price, in mooring and lifting charges, in fuel, in anti-fouling, which now costs more per splash than VSOP brandy. The lordly old principle that you need an extra foot for every year of your age has got to go. If you don't want to go all the way to a light little trailer sailor, there are plenty of boats of Corriby or folk boat dimensions, which are seaworthy and brisk on the water, and quite fit for open sea passengers. And a bit cramped below. But since so many of us are often short-handed, perhaps just couples, maybe we should regretfully accept that the extra 10 or 20 feet was always a fringe luxury, like pre-bagged salad leaves or iPhones or taxis. So this may be the decade that yachts get small again, and a cruise bigger to share costs. We might go back to the days of the Callaghan recession when you'd see 6 or 8 blokes emerging from a 30-footer at dawn like badgers from a frosty set. Even storing everyone's boots and oilies was a bit of a challenge. These old skills will have to be honed. Keeping the butter in the forehead bilge under the floorboards because there isn't room or money for a fridge. Making bread in a lidded pan or over a burner because there isn't the headroom to swing an oven without the burners being crammed against the headlining. Sleeping in a quarter berth already occupied by 2 damp oars, a boat hook and the toolbox. And above all, the art of getting dressed and undressed in a maelstrom of 4 other people's limbs, socks and flying trouser legs. The other day in the sluicing rain, I was thinking of this as our cabin came to resemble one of those intricate oriental prints on show at the Barbican's Seduced exhibition last winter. I now understand what that was all about. For years, scholars have assumed that the twined limbs and awkward angles were erotic representations of orgies. I now realise that these were early attempts to demonstrate how to get your socks on without injury in the saloon of a folk boat where 3 other people are struggling with bras and pants. Ah yes, we shall have to stiffen our upper lips in the new age of smaller, cheaper cruising, but the rest of our bodies will need to be very supple indeed.